Secretary Sean Duffy roasts Hillary Clinton. DOGE is uncovering your family's obscene grifting via You Said. By Olivia Rondo on February 6, 2025. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy roasted former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for blaming him for the recent plane crashes in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, accusing her of lashing out because DOGE is uncovering your family's obscene grifting via You Said. Duffy, who was sworn in as leader of the Department of Transportation, DOT, last week, immediately got to work in his new role in the Trump administration and announced Wednesday that the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, will be helping to upgrade our aviation system. Failed 2016 presidential candidate Clinton jumped in, claiming that DOGE staffers have no relevant experience and that most of them aren't old enough to rent a car. And you're going to let them mess with airline safety that's already deteriorated on your watch? She asked in an ex post. Some particularly young members of the DOGE team, headed by ex-owner Elon Musk, have already become targets of a hateful harassment campaign by far-left activists, Breitbart News reported. Duffy, a former Republican congressman from Wisconsin, shot back at the ex-First Lady's post, arguing that experienced bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are the reason our nation's infrastructure is crumbling. You need to sit this one out, he added. Clinton retorted by bringing up the January 29 helicopter plane collision that took the lives of 67 people near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport and the January 31 air ambulance crash onto a busy Philadelphia street that ended 7 lives. U.S. Airlines had gone 16 years without fatal crashes. Then McGaugh fired the FAA chief, gutted the Aviation Security Advisory Committee, and threatened air traffic controllers with layoffs, she wrote. Now there have been 2 fatal crashes. Hope your unvetted 22-year-olds fix things fast, Clinton snarkily remarked. That is when Duffy's full ex-fire unleashed, calling out the Clinton family's grifting. I know you're lashing out because DOGE is uncovering your family's obscene grifting via You Said. But I won't let you lie and distort facts, Duffy wrote. The FAA administrator announced he resigned over a month before Trump took office, and the air traffic controllers were always exempt from Trump's civil service buyouts. Former DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg also made the incorrect claim that air traffic controllers were offered resignation packages along with other federal workers earlier this week, even after the U.S. Office for Personnel Management said they were exempt. Duffy continued. The previous administration shamelessly used it as a slush fund for the Green New Scam, throwing away money and resources on wasteful environmental and social justice projects rather than updating our nation's antiquated air traffic control systems and other critical infrastructure. I'm returning this department to its mission of safety by using innovative technology in transportation and infrastructure. Your team had its chance and failed, he wrote. We're moving on without you because the American people want us to make America's transportation system great again. He concluded by shooting back at Clinton's jab about the young DOGE staffers, writing, and yes, we're bringing the 22-year-olds with us. Duffy's last reply received over 80,000 likes, compared to Clinton's 27,000 despite having 30 million followers.